This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good Friday morning. As you get your day started, let's start it the best way possible, and that is by taking some time with God. We've been talking all this week about putting the important things first in our lives rather than the urgent things, which so often are not truly important when you think about the things that really matter in your life. Well, what could be more important than setting time aside each morning to open the Bible, God's Word, and say, God, what do you have to say to me? I want to listen to you. I want you to reset my compass. I want you to remind me of what really matters in my life today and how I can get my focus off this treadmill of just meeting the urgent demands and onto the path of meaning and purpose focused on the things that truly matter in my life. And if I want to know what those things are, I need to hear from you because you're the one who made life and made my life and made it for a purpose. You want to use me in this world and in the lives of the people closest to me. Help me put those things first in my life and fit the other things around them. I want to take you to a verse in the Gospel of Mark in the Bible, chapter 1, verse 35, where it's talking about Jesus' life. And it says, "And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed." Now, Jesus' days were not filled with meaningless things. He was focused on the important. He knew that God had called him to minister to people and help shape their lives around God. And he had just, the day before this, had the busiest recorded day in the entire Bible of Jesus' life. And yet here it is the next morning, rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him and said, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Oh, let's go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Well, Jesus was ministering to people. Suddenly, people were really responding and coming to meet with him. It seemed like he should just be busier and busier and busier with this opportunity. And yet, he had to get up very early, while it was still dark, find a desolate place to spend time with his Father, his Heavenly Father. He knew what was most important in his life, right? Even though the other things, the urgent things, were people and were significant, they were less significant than his relationship with his Father in heaven. He put that time with God first. Let me just ask you this. Do you think if Jesus needed that time with his Heavenly Father in order to keep his life focused properly, and when he came back, he knew that although all those people were there and there was a lot of urgent pressure to just get about doing the things he'd been doing the day before, he knew the Father's plan for him was to go to somewhere else and do something different. If Jesus needed his time with the Father to keep his priorities right and to know what God wanted him to do in his life, do you think that you can get by without that? I think we all know the answer to that. Like Jesus, we need time with our Heavenly Father. We need to put our relationship with God first in our lives, not just a religious performance or religious duty, but a real relationship with God, listening to him as we read the Bible, saying, God, what do you want to emphasize in my life? Where do you want me to focus? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to live? Then put those big things that God puts on your heart first in your life, and fit the rest around them. When you do that, you will find, yes, there are still urgent things, but the important things don't get squeezed out. You take care of them, and then you do the urgent. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.